Section 3, numbers 12 to 16. You will hear part of an interview. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the interview.
Well, I think it's just unfortunate that people are usually only concerned about animals with visual appeal. There are lots of small creatures that may not look so pretty, but are extremely useful, or even vital, to human survival. Take bees, for instance. Okay, people tend to like bumblebees because they look furry, but honeybees are less popular. They look like wasps and can sting you. But without their help, plants wouldn't be able to reproduce, and we'd be in real trouble. We simply wouldn't be able to grow enough food to feed ourselves. Already there are worrying signs of a decline in the bee population here in the States, and the predicted impact on farming is really alarming. And that's just an obvious example. All the bugs and creepy crawlies that people often don't like are valuable because they help the whole fragile system stay in balance. It's a system in which everything depends on everything else.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear a conversation. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with the information from the conversation.
You were lucky to get tickets. I heard they'd sold out in the first 2 days.
Really? I didn't know that. It was pretty full.
Well, it's quite a small place, isn't it? I guess the tour was booked before she had that big hit in the summer. Otherwise, they'd have gone for bigger venues. So, what was it like?
Great, yeah. Well, it was really impressive as a performance, but somehow it didn't really excite me. Every big concert I've been to recently has seemed so organised. In fact, these days, I'd rather go to see less well-known singers and bands in smaller places. For one thing, it's cheaper. But the big thing is you get a genuine connection with the audience that seems to be missing with the big stars.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.